from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'd move him to a new position. Maybe he stinks in right field, but you can get away with a bad right fielder. Much harder to get away with a bad defensive shortstop, and he's got the most errors now in baseball. I get what you're saying too, Chris. Like, there's a sensitivity. You don't want to say that a player, because of his ethnicity, like he's a Latin ball player, you don't want to say this is why he's struggling. And
well, Dan asked
because of stereotypical stuff.
Dan asked it in a very, I think, thoughtful way, and Neil tried to answer thoughtfully, and he answered with his own experience in the Venezuelan Winter League. It was more Dan saying, like, the mental difficulty any player would go through when you're when you know you're making errors that are hurting the team. Is it tougher when you don't maybe have as, if you don't have as much of a support system or you don't speak the language as your native one? And Neil had a good response, but I don't think any of that factors in here. Baseball's baseball, you know what I mean? Sprinting out 95 feet into short left field is, it doesn't matter where you're from.
And I also
should know not to do
that. And I also don't think the guy's Polanco. He's a much better player than Polanco. What they have in common sometimes are these games defensively where they make mistakes that your 10-year-old wouldn't make. And that drives fans nuts. But he, as an offensive talent, as a hitter, does a much better job of making up for it.
That's my biggest worry, though, with him right now. Much bigger worry in the large picture. I'm going to look like an idiot for saying this like 3 weeks from now if it happens again. I don't think we're going to see as egregious a bad play as we saw last night, the pop-up. I don't think that'll happen again. It would defy belief for me. What I do think is possible is if after this day off to just reset the old counter here, he comes back and is still flailing at the ball, I think it could start to take a big toll on him. Because he was getting pretty locked in as a hitter. And starting
he had a great July.
And starting to carry them in many ways.
He had an OPS over 900 in
the
July.
The bat is what matters way more to me right now with him than the glove. The glove cannot
infect the bat. But you have to worry about the glove because the position he's playing.
I'm saying I worry about the glove as a function of how it affects the bat. If he continues to scuffle in the field, is it going to have him pressing more at the plate? Because he becomes an easy out when he's swinging at stuff low and away.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.